Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, July 27, 2012, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. Just a little over 1 week remains to participate in our joint contract survey. If you have not yet participated, we encourage you to do so sooner rather than later. While survey participation is just one of the ways our negotiating committee identifies your priorities for negotiations, it is nevertheless an instrumental part of gathering your feedback. The negotiations will begin in a few short weeks and will be the most important and challenging of our careers. We will confront a management we know all too well who will seek to erode the benefits of all three contracts. We will also need to identify which sections of each of the three contracts that are the best and will become our priorities to negotiate collectively on our new contract. Working together, transparently, and most importantly, at the direction of our membership, is the only way we will be successful in achieving a new contract that truly reflects what is most important to us. However, you need to participate to make this happen. Among the complex issues we will address include reserve, work rules, pay factors such as vacation and holiday, rigs, hotels and layovers, retirement, and health care, to name a few. How we combine the best of all three contracts in these and other areas is the foundation for how we will be governed by our new contract at United Airlines. Let's be crystal clear on one point. If you do not participate in the survey, then you are allowing someone else who does to determine your future. Someone else may or may not align their priorities with your own. Do not allow anyone else to define your future. Change is inevitably difficult, and combining our three contracts will result in some changes we like and some that we are more uncertain about because we are not familiar with how those changes will affect us. Without participating in the process and taking a deep personal stake in how you want your future contract to be built, you lose control over how our negotiations will unfold. Participate and be sure your priorities are counted. Encourage, follow up, and remind all your flying partners to participate as well. This is an extraordinary and exciting opportunity, one that is likely not to be presented to us again in our careers. Take advantage of it, take the survey, and determine the course of our negotiations. Following disappointing results in the first quarter, United reported their second quarter profits yesterday, falling far short of Wall Street expectations. United CEO Jeff Smyzik apologized again to United customers for some bad decisions that have resulted in the failure of the airline in numerous areas following the switchover to the new computer system. This failure has led to ongoing and widespread problems at United throughout the spring and contributed significantly to United's less-than-spectacular second-quarter profit report. In the second quarter, United earned $339 million, excluding $206 million in expenses, mostly related to the merger. United earned $545 million, which is $1.41 per share, short of analysts' expectations of $1.70 per share. United's shortfall on earnings came yesterday amid Delta, Southwest, and U.S. Airways reporting profits that exceeded estimates. In addition to the multitude of problems associated with the switch to shares, United also realigned aircraft in different markets and integrated aircraft maintenance, all of which led to additional problems, which were exacerbated during bad weather or during high travel times. United's quarterly revenue was $9.9 billion. This represents an increase of 2.4% year over year from last year, excluding special items. This week, we made the company aware of an issue involving the seniority displayed for flight attendants who are using cabin jump seat authority. When listing for CJA, all flight attendants are being shown with a January 1st seniority date in the year of their SW seniority. For example, a seniority of March 5, 1995 SW seniority when listing for CJA will appear on the list for the flight as CJA, that's SJ2U, with a January 1, 1995 seniority date. The company believes that it may be an unintended consequence of the recent change to the past travel boarding date from years of service to the actual company seniority date. We are advocating for a quick investigation and resolution to this issue. Yesterday, transfers were awarded to 412 flight attendants in system seniority order for the new domicile in Houston, Texas, with an effective date of September 29, 2012. Flight attendants awarded these transfers must respond by August 2, 2012 to confirm acceptance of the transfer. We've received some questions regarding an article in the July 25, 2012 edition of In-Flight Services Weekly. The communication mistakenly refers to a domestic satellite base in Houston. We want to dispel any rumors that anything has changed as a result of this inadvertent mischaracterization of the new domicile. In fact, a new flight attendant domicile under the terms of the United AFA contract is being established. Flying aside at this location will be both domestic and international flying. We've confirmed with the company that this was an error that will be avoided in future communications. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.